Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. Predators will be back in action tonight at Bridgestone Arena to start a three-game homestand against the Carolina Hurricanes, and coming fresh off a 5-2 win in St. Louis, a guy that spent a lot of time in the Lou, Ryan O'Reilly, joins us now on the program. Ryan, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. I know you got to – it's always fun to go back to a former team and beat them, right? That's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially twice in the last few days here, which is it always feels good. Obviously, spent some time there, four and a half years. So, it was good. Good to get those wins. It's a good feeling around the room right now, and we got a tough test tonight.
And you've got a couple of hat tricks again. Well, Stammer had the four-goal game and then Phil with a hat trick the other night, and you assisted on a couple of those plays. I mean, Phil seems to be kind of getting into his groove right now.
Oh, yeah. You can see, just he's so dangerous with that shot of his. And, yeah, he could have had, I think he ran a couple off the crossbar, too, in that game as well. But, it's so lethal, his shot. Anytime you can get him the puck anywhere in a dangerous spot, the way he could just releases it, it's very unique release that he has. He just, the way it comes off his stick and the way he shoots it is so different, and obviously we can all see it gives goalies a hard time. So it's fun watching. It's fun playing with him too. Just got to get the puck over to him, and he makes something happen.
You're a guy that holds yourself accountable when things aren't going well, whether it's personal performance or the team as a whole. When things are going well, like they are right now, and I know the job isn't done, do you allow yourself to have fun and enjoy the moment? Because you guys are playing some pretty good hockey right now.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, it's the season's a roller coaster, and as much as you want to be even keel, I think it's the opposite. I think you gotta, when you're winning, it should be good. It should be fun coming in. When you're losing, it should be miserable. And I think that's what gets the best, out of guys and myself, and might be different than some people think. But no, when things are going good, it's, I always say winning cures everything. And the energy around the room, it's so much, better. There's just excitement, guys. I know for myself, you just feel lighter out there. You feel like you're getting the bounces, and you're not, overthinking things. You're just finding ways to win, and that's it's a much better feeling, and we want to hold on to it as long as we can.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. I asked Stammer this question last week, and I'll ask you the same thing. Is it so much that you guys have changed stuff, or have you kind of kept with it? And it's kind of like a pitcher in baseball. You keep working through it, and eventually things are going to fall your way like they have over the course of the last few games.
Yeah, I think there is, minor adjustments that you do make, but it is a lot of just sticking with it. It was dark there a little while ago. I think no one felt good about anything. But we kept working. We kept pushing on it and started to get momentum, and this game – like any sport too, you build momentum and you see how much easier things get, and you see a team, see us kind of building something and starting to find it. And it's, I give you guys credit. We're now, we're a couple wins away of being back up to 500 and back in a playoff spot. So it's, we got a lot of work left, but you can see we're starting to kind of, find our groove as a team, and give guys credit. It's, there was a lot of, miserable days. And we kept working through it. And we're going to keep doing that. And we know what, I think we have a better picture of what our game looks like when we're at our best. And that earlier in the year wasn't, we weren't sure about it. And, we've kind of found it and got to keep adding to it.
What do you see from some of the youngsters that are contributing? We've seen Reed Schaefer come up and make an impact. Obviously, Wood has really come into his own and others as well. So what have you seen from those youngsters?
Yeah, Schaefer is obviously, uses his big body very well. He's physical. He wins battles, and see some of the goals too. He scores, winning a battle and taking to the net. And he's so strong and handles the puck so well. It's so, it's really fun to see and watch him get rewarded for it too. And guys like Woody too, who's, so smooth out there for, especially his size, his big body, the way he handles the puck is impressive, and the way he creates. It's nice to see these young guys contributing. And, I think in order to win, it's gotta be everyone. It's, the game's too tough if you don't have a couple guys going, and I feel veteran guys are pushing and the young guys are pushing too, and it's fun to watch.
Everyone in the league has to deal with the condensed schedule with the Olympics and all of that, But do you feel like that this has almost been beneficial for you guys, that you now you're locked into a rhythm and you just kind of keep it going until the holiday break?
Yeah, I kind of like it. It is, you know, it can be tough when you're playing the 3s and 4s and, you know, getting to travel. And, you know, we haven't really been out west yet, which, you know, once you're kind of coming back and forth from that, that can take a toll. But, yeah, kind of like you're saying, when you are in a rhythm and you're kind of playing every other night, it's good. You know, it's easy to get into it. And, you know, kind of use that momentum. So it is beneficial for that, for sure.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. So Carolina comes in tonight. I mean, this is a tough team. You guys know this. You saw them a few weeks ago. What are some things that maybe you've looked at that you can combat against them tonight?
Yeah, they, I guess put lightly, they spanked us last game in Carolina, and it was disappointing when we were kind of starting to build something. So, you know, we got a revenge game. You know, we have to go back at these guys. It's going to be a tough challenge. They're a very good team. They work. They're very disciplined within their structure. You know, we have to be more aggressive. I think we have to be more physical than we were last game against them. And, you know, I think we got caught on our heels last game too, where we kind of weren't sure how they were going to come. And, you know, when you do that, it's a tough game to play. So, you know, for us, it's, you know, let's be more physical. Let's go ready to, you know, get back at them and just be on our toes. You know, trust our structure, trust our system, and be more aggressive.
I'm always curious, Ryan O'Reilly is with us, when Bruno, you know, will do his post-game press conference and everything, and even in a loss, you know, he will point out, hey, we actually played a good game. You know, they just were able to score more goals, or essentially. When you guys hear that, okay, we're doing the right things, we're playing well, but you lose. I mean, what is that like in having that discussion? Because I have a feeling, I've been in those locker rooms, that it's more or less like, yeah, no, we lost, so we don't feel good.
Yeah, there's I think there's so many different ways to take a game. And I think, well, obviously, you know, you win no matter what. Everyone's feeling good about it. Even if it's not your best effort, you found a way to win. And when you lose, I think there are times where you can be proud of the effort. You can, there is something there. And I think Bruno does a great job at letting us know that when it is, you know, a good game and might not get the result, but we don't need to deviate from the way we played. And, you know, the game against something like Carolina, when, you know, it wasn't great. See, there's, you know, he's there to tell us that, yeah, they, you know, that's not going to fly for us if we want to win hockey games. So I think he does a great job with that balance, and it's just a part of the game that way.
You'll see Minnesota as the last game before the holiday break. Obviously they made a pretty big move acquiring Quinn Hughes. So what does that, you know, and you obviously got to take care of some business before then, but what does that do, adding him to the Central Division?
Yeah, there's some pretty good D-man in the Central Division. It's always, just adds to it. It's going to be tough. Minnesota's already a team that's been rolling too, and you add him to the mix. You know, he's one of the best D in the league. His playmaking ability, it's, you know, they're contenders for sure. They're going to be a tough challenge for us, but, you know, we're excited. Yeah, once that game comes, I think we'll be excited for him. And it's going to be hard.
Ryan, appreciate the time as always, my man. Good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the way before the holiday break. And if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks very much. You as well. Thanks for having me.
Ryan O'Reilly joining us here on the program. We'll come back, react to some of that and much more from Tennessee Brew Works today. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Vanilla Ice, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5.
What's the name of the song?
Ice Ice Baby.
Get to work, boy.
What is up with you today?
Ice, ice, baby.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know what to do anymore. Save me, Dr.
Not bring me Diet Cokes, man.
We've determined that Joe is like a cat, because cats don't care. And they just, like, go claw your furniture.
Well,
and everything.
I think
we need a spray bottle for you.
I get really manic in the afternoon sometimes, and so I can't stop. But anyway, big night, Powerball, $1.25 billion is what it's worth. Cash options, $570 million. Our question today is, if you could buy 10% of anything, sports team, business, what would you buy 10% of? And I lost the text earlier, but on our text line, 615-737-1025, if I could find it, Jonathan says he would buy 10% of NVIDIA. It's a company that makes the super powerful computer chips to run things like video games and, more importantly now, AI. I mean, that's a win-win,
yeah.
Right? 10% in that world?
There was one I saw that said it recession-proof, so alcohol sales, cigarettes, and there was one other thing.
Yes. He had Bitcoin on there, too.
Yeah, Bitcoin, but then there was one other thing that he had that was like 10%, everything is recession-proof.
I can't do the Bitcoin thing. I'm not smart enough.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
To all that. So 10%, I would buy Netflix. You were going to buy what, 10% into racing?
Richard Childress Racing, yeah.
And then Dr. Crane with the winner is going to buy 10% into Hanes T-shirts.
Correct. Is right? It umbrellas into underwear and socks and the necessities? Hey,
I watched this guy the other night on Instagram. He's like a mental health guy. He's really good. He says for guys that in mental health wise to feel good about themselves, sometimes need to dress up by themselves a black T-shirt and a pair of jeans and go to dinner that way. And he goes, something about wearing a black T-shirt and a pair of jeans makes you powerful and to go to dinner like that. I found it fascinating. So when you brought up the T-shirt part, I was like, okay, this is all weird now because I'm watching this guy talk about T-shirts. And then, Dr. Crane, you pop up with the T-shirt.
I mean, T-shirts are a safe haven in some regard. I mean, a black T-shirt and jeans, you might as well call yourself a T-bird because you're the coolest person on the planet. I mean,
right?
That's why you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, man, you feel good. Though. You know, T-shirts are popular. You watch all those guys in the 50s and the 60s all with the greasers, right, wearing the T-shirts. It's always been around.
Grease lightning.
Yep. I was sent a funny Twitter post by Hard Rock Bet. They have the top landing spots for Tua Tagovailoa next year.
Okay.
Number one, the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Number two, the New York Jets.
That you think they want him? After seeing how they play him twice a year.
Number three, the Las Vegas Raiders.
I can see that.
Number four, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They'll need a quarterback.
They need a quarterback. And my personal favorite, again, this is on Hard Rock Bet, number five, Publix.
Oh, my gosh.
Join Dan Moore Jr.
And I said to Ricky and Amber that sent this, I said he would probably screw up my pub sub.
Yeah, probably would.
You don't mess with my pub sub.
That's as good as the Diego Pavia, where he goes see him in 5 years.
Oh, no.
They had like Walmart greeter, oil change mechanic, all this other stuff that goes on. I mean, the internet, my friends, will forever remain undefeated.
Oh, yeah. Everything that it does. You showed me something yesterday.
Oh, my God. I showed Dr. Crane, too. I mean, it's always, always funny. So, I mean, are you going to play Powerball tonight?
Yeah, I'll probably go get like $20 and put. So what? That's 5 tickets or 10 tickets or.
It's 10 tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do the power play. You don't need the power play.
No.
Just go buy your tickets.
I'll let
tonight.
The Predators do that.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully, you have a lot of power plays tonight. Dr. Crane, are you going?
Absolutely.
Now remember, we told you guys this is unscientific, but the power ball is like 70% of the time is a derivative of 3. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 21, 24. So 18, 21, 24. So remember that tonight when you're making your Powerball.
Do you pick your own numbers or do you do the quick pick?
I do quick pick up top because I'm not smart and I do my own Powerball numbers.
Okay.
So always use 21 and 13. Big Dan Marino fan. So when I win Powerball, I'll send Marino.
Yeah, I always do 3.
There you go.
Yep.
You know who was fascinated by threes? Elvis.
I think I did know that.
I mean,
because he had 3 of everything, right?
Fascinating.
3 TVs, 3.
Man, I had 3 houses. I had 3 gold. I had 3 girlfriends. I had 3 everything, man. But it was always the number 3 was the powerful number for yeah. Anything that get into number 3.
I'm that way, too. Like, I love, like, threes, like 33, 333. Like,
yeah.
I'm just the
number Absolutely. 3. So, if you won, would you buy anything like open a business here? Would you reopen? I know Dr. Crane would do the restaurant, but
yeah.
Would you do?
Yeah, I mean, I would invest in, I mean, look, if I won and Dr. Crane didn't, I would help him out with getting his thing going.
Restaurant
for
going.
Sure. And
very kind of you.
Absolutely. But my thing would be I wouldn't want to manage anything. I'd hire people that could run it.
I don't trust people.
I would have input on some things, but, you know, I don't want to do the day-to-day.
I mean, I know some business owners who are like you. But then watch surveillance cameras of the people in there.
Yeah.
in their business all day long. I'm like, just go to work.
The thing is, like, if we're talking, so like, if I decided, hey, I want to, you know, either approach the fine folks that own Loveless and buy that back, or open Pischetti's or whatever that, you know, my family's own, I would have the means to do it right, you know, at this point. Right?
Sure.
Like, if we're talking Powerball money. So in that case, I would probably be a little more hands-on because I know I could hire the right management people. But, like, Dad's whole thing was, you know, I don't want you working until 2 in the morning and, you know, having to close the restaurant down or, you know, having to deal with going to the bank and all that stuff all the time, you know, so –
hire somebody to do that. There's a business owner in town. I'm not, you know who you are. I'm not going to say, because I think you're great, that pays his staff above and beyond because he doesn't want them stealing from him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think with, you know, I might look at it as you get a piece.
Yeah. So you just pay your staff. And I don't trust a lot of people, and that's my fault. So I would be, I don't know, I'd buy something. I don't know, maybe I'd open a Tootsie's in Key West. Dr. Crane, you want to run my Tootsie's in Key West for me?
Sure. Just the restaurant.
No, it's the bar. You'd run the bar, everything.
Okay. I make sure there's nothing else attached to that.
I'd pay you really well if you'd live in Key West.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll do that.
You could open a Lorenzo's in Nashville and a Lorenzo's in Key West.
Yeah.
The side of the – I'll partner with Tootsie's. The side of Tootsie's would be – your pizza. You would sell your pizza and your stuff inside the restaurant.
Yeah, I would definitely do it like a Nico's Pizza down there in Key West, but keep Lorenzo's in Nashville. I'd be up for that 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, it's done. When I call you at 10:15 and after I've won Powerball, you will see. You'll be like, all right, let's go do this. Because, you know, if you don't win, I mean, it goes up tonight, right? So
yeah,
it'll go up again Saturday, over $600 million, the cash option. Because I'm not taking the full lump. I'm giving me the cash option. I want that part of it.
Wetz in Clarksville says Tua would get a concussion from a shopping cart at Publix.
Oh, I cannot believe they benched their $45 million quarterback. I can't believe they did that. And they still owe him money. So Quinn Ewers has the task for the next three games to try to make him look respectable and then see if he can get the job.
You know one thing I would do? Like, just to kind of give back, I'd call up Sean Henry and say, hey, where are we putting another Fordyce Center? I want to help you build it.
You wouldn't waste time with that.
I would.
They got money. They got Haslam money.
Okay, but I can still help.
Where would you build the next one?
I guess Williamson County.
No, there's one answer. Rayon City. That's where you put the new Rayon City Ice Center out there.
The Big Joe Dubin.
No, I don't want my name anywhere attached to it.
The Mike Orkin Rayon City Ice Center.
Nothing. I want my name nowhere near that. But, I mean, they need sheets of ice.
How about the Gaines Brothers Rayon City?
That'd be fine.
Rayon City.
That's more than adequate to put it right there. But, no, I just – yeah, where would be that? They had Gallatin was one on the books, allegedly. And then so, I mean, sheets of ice here, man, they're important. People want it. Hockey League's playing at midnight on Sunday and everything else that goes. That's very popular.
Yeah. What they've done in Clarksville and Bellevue and Antioch.
Massively successful.
Yeah. So
why not expand to Memphis?
Man, I'm going to tell you what. That's a whole other ball game. I don't go for hockey over in Memphis. We like it back here because Clarksville's just up the road from us a little bit. And so we got people coming down from the north, play a little hockey up here in Clarksville. Look, Clarksville is exploding. Is it now the fourth or fifth biggest city in the state? Somebody told me it was fourth.
I think maybe, because they can claim – there's like three cities they can essentially claim.
Yes, but they can't claim – I was told this. You people up in Clarksville, let me know. Fort Campbell is not part of the city.
Right. But you get a lot of that.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just exploding up there, and good job for you guys for turning out for all the Nashville Cats season tickets last weekend at F&M Bank Arena. We walked in there last year to call the Cats game. It smelled perfect, like a brand-new car. So, well done up there for Clarksville. And, it's exploding, man. And we come in like a blowtorch up there in Montgomery County. Hello, everybody.
We sure do.
Hello, everybody.
Is that Hope Hines?
Hope Hines.
It is Hope Hines.
It's also, it's also my Diet Coke's wearing off on me now, man. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I could figure out most of your impressions.
Okay. What about this one? OJ Simpson, eh? Who's that?
Is that Adam Vingard?
Good Lord.
I know. I have no idea.
OJ Simpson.
I have no idea.
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, okay.
That's all I can do. That's all you watch.
That was
Norm MacDonald one. Yeah, there you go. What about this one, though? Man, honestly, I don't know hockey unless I'm sitting around in hockey or something.
Elvis.
That's right.
Or Peyton.
I mean, tell you, that's right. It all came back. Peyton and Elvis were the same person. Absolutely the same person.
They are. We'll have come back with more impressions. We'll see what Cam Ward had to say, all those things. Tennessee Brew Works. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. We're live at Tennessee Brew Works today. We'll be at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines. And if you want to check it out tonight, they got a free show, If This Bar Could Talk, starting at 5 o'clock at Bar Lines. It'll feature different songwriters, singers and songwriters with stories and songs from Bar Lines. The holiday edition of If This Bar Could Talk. Go check it out. It's a free show at the Omni inside Bar Lines starting at 5 o'clock tonight. And we'll be there tomorrow. And our show's free, too.
We shall be there tomorrow.
Joe will tell stories.
Yep, as we get you ready for Christmas.
Yes, yeah, so it'll be a good time at the Omni both tonight and tomorrow. Okay, we have gotten Clay because we need the update on what happened because Dr. Crane hung up on him earlier by accident. So we have found Clay. Hello, Clay. What's up?
Boys, how we doing?
We're good. We're good. How are you?
You know, Chase, Joe hasn't been very nice to me lately. He, when I told him I was going for the meeting yesterday, he said he hoped Candace arrested
him. Did she have Vanderbilt PD with you?
Joe, any comment?
Chase asked you a very specific question. How did it go? Everybody wants to know. We got texts. We got phone calls about you. How did it go?
I'm going to make a prediction, boys. I will be back in by next football season.
Okay. All right. That's good.
How about this prediction? What happened yesterday?
Well, she told me that, you know, we're going to meet again in the spring. And I'm hoping by then, you know, we'll have a resolution.
So why were you not told yes yesterday?
So she basically said we'll circle back after the first of the year.
By the way, Chase, did you know that the NFL football season is officially over? As of Saturday night, the Cowboys will be done.
Yeah, you're right.
Look, we didn't bring you on to talk Cowboys. Why did you not get the full thumbs up yesterday?
This isn't going to happen overnight, Big Joe.
All right, I was told you brought your preacher with you.
I brought a retired preacher with me, my brother-in-law.
Okay, I mean, you're once a man of the cloth, you're always a man of the cloth, all right?
Yeah.
All right, so what was did he talk or did he just sit behind you? I mean, what did he offer?
He did talk. He told Candace I was very passionate about Vanderbilt sports.
Well, that you are. All right, and go on.
So I've been in purgatory for 75 months, and I'm trying to dig my way out.
Okay, so the first step of admitting a problem or having a problem is admitting we had a problem, right? We had a problem?
Correct.
Okay, are we ever going to do that again?
The plan was to go in and tell Candace, I have sinned against thee.
Okay, did you do that?
No, I did not.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay. Right. Well, look, it sounds like progress is being made, which is good.
Correct.
And we'll see where it goes.
So maybe if this has a positive resolution, Chase, when I show up, Joe, you won't need to say call security.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Clay, let me ask you this: could this be a 30 for 30?
No,
I'd watch. Also, who would play you in a movie about this? Walter Matthau? Who plays you in a movie?
I have
Shane Gillis?
Nick Nolte. How about that?
Huh? All right. Clay? All right.
You boys are the best.
Thank you, Clay. You are too.
Go back to your nap.
Yeah.
See. Hey, how about that, Clay? From Hey Something.
Look, man. Look, Clay. We hope you get reinstalled. We hope you don't have any more meltdowns.
Reinstalled
or reinstated, whatever.
Is he's like a program.
Is he not?
He needs to be rebooted.
Is he not a program?
He's got a virus.
Oh my God! Hey, don't get me started. you know, good for him to be that passionate about Vanderbilt Athletics, because I don't think I'm that passionate about anything outside of my kids in my life.
Yeah, no, I agree. He lives and breathes black and gold, and I would say that, you know, what he did was stupid, but I think he's learned his lesson, so we live in a world of second chances, so I think he deserves a second chance.
But he brought his brother-in-law, who's a pastor,
look,
with him.
Good for him. Good on Dr. Lee for sitting down with him.
Because
there's a lot of ADs
right,
that would have told, wouldn't have even answered.
I mean, God bless her, because doesn't she have a lot of other things on her plate now, besides having to deal with Clay to go over there? But I hope he gets it all reinstated and he's fine back on.
She's had a busy week. She's sitting down with Diego Pavia, going over Instagram posts, sitting down with Clay.
Right? Where do we start? Yeah. Sorry, Candace, what's going on over there? You're doing a great job. Sorry if that
awesome job.
Pavia and then Clay have kind of railroaded your week to go over there to do all that's happening for Vanderbilt Athletics. So maybe he gets back. Here's the deal. Could he have not snuck into a football game? I mean, it's not like they got Clay facial recognition over there. Do the Bobby Valentine.
That would be awesome if they did. They got posters of Clay.
Do not let Clay in. They're not going to know if he shows up over there or not. But Clay would be like, look at me. I'm here on campus. And we'll get thrown out that way. What's the main thing you're passionate about? That's a tough question, right?
Well, I mean, it would be the equivalent of me being told I can never go to a NASCAR race or something.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. Toby gets it done.
I don't know, Jim.
Tony? I tell you what, man. Oh, God, I do that all the time.
Is that your Gruden?
Explain it again, those nuggies.
By the way, I'm mad at myself for not asking. Do you know Dexter played a year with Andy Reid? Andy Reid's first year with Kansas City was Dexter's last.
Yeah, 13. Yeah. No, I'm not going to bring him up because Andy shouldn't have gotten rid of Dexter McCluster. We had Dexter McCluster, former Titan.
Well, I think he was a free agent.
Chief Ole Miss Rebel on the program at 12:30, which seems like a week ago right now. So he played there in the 2010 through 13. And they came here. And then his first game with the Titans here was Wisenhut's first game there, beating the Chiefs in 2014. I remember game when the Titans beat them, and we're like, oh, man, they got something now. They got Wisenhut in here. You go on the road and beat the Chiefs. You're 1-0 and feeling good. You know, LaJuan.
People were so excited. And I was, too, about Ken Wisenhut.
Yep.
Because, like, oh, man, he took the Cardinals to the Super Bowl. He's going to be so good. He's an offensive guy. He's going to make Jake Locker awesome.
Yeah, because the 13 season, he was with the Chargers.
Yeah.
They had a really, really good year with Phillip Rivers.
Rivers had a career year, yeah. I think.
Remember how Rustin Webster found out that Wisenhut was the coach?
Tommy Smith.
Rustin, come meet your coach. Come down here to Houston. We found a coach for you. Good Lord.
And look, back in those days, Phillip Rivers only had 6 kids. So
right. That just shows how far back this franchise has been messed up. They had a coup d'etat, Adams family, to get the damn brother-in-law out of there because he had no idea what he was doing.
Man. Which, look, they did that, and that's when she was good, Amy.
Well, didn't the NFL step in and say, what the hell's going on down there?
Basically.
Something like that, and said, what's happening down there in Nashville? And then, oh, man.
And then, as they say, the rest –
Is, that's
history.
Right. 615-737-1025. Coming up next here at Tennessee Brew Works, we'll tell you what day it is. And celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. Hanging out at Tennessee Brew Works. We'll be at the Omni tomorrow. And then almost to Christmas week. So looking forward to that. Where was I going to read? We got a text. Mike from Shelbyville wants to know, is Big Joe excited for the shortest day of the year this weekend?
All right, who said that?
Mike in Shelbyville.
Mike, you know how to get my get me going, man. I am not excited for the shortest day of the year. You know why? Because it doesn't exist.
It's not the shortest.
All days are 24 hours. All days are 24 hours. It's the shortest day with least amount of sunlight.
Well, when the time changes.
No.
Isn't it 25? Like when we.
What?
When we add it. When we. Hang on. When we fall back, we gain an hour. So
every
that's
day.
25.
You're messing with me, right?
No.
Every day is 24 hours. Your clock does not give you you don't have 25 hours in a day. Every day is 24 hours.
Joe, when we fall back in a time change.
Mm-hmm. So you lose an hour. Every day is still 24 hours.
No, we gain an hour. Because it
you
goes
gain or lose
because
an
at
hour.
2 o'clock it goes back to 1 o'clock.
Okay, on that day. I'm not.
Yeah,
I think
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, on that day.
That's 25 hours.
Okay, on that day. Spring forward, fall back. So this will be falling backwards.
Yeah.
It's your extra hour. What are you going to do with your extra hour? You're sleeping anyway.
I slept.
Yeah. Which you should do.
I
right?
mean, it's already passed, but okay. I've slept.
But to the broader point, it's 24 hours.
Now, I agree with you that that it is not the shortest day of the year. It's the least amount of sunlight.
Yes. So when the weather anchors
here. The winter solstice?
Yes, it is. So the weather anchors in this town, when they go on TV and say, it's the shortest day of the year, that drives me batty.
Yeah.
Because it's incorrect. And don't, like, Paul Hagan, he's working at Channel 4, would say, you know, we have to add extra 8 seconds every other year to make up for some deficiency. I'm like, Paul, it's 24 hours, right? And now you had to throw a curve in me now, and I'm all confused.
Sorry.
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 It's okay.
I have your back.
Thank
you. Let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right. Only three things on the list, so pretty short. Short and sweet. Starting with National Maple Syrup Day. Well, thank you very much. Pair some maple syrup with some ribs, whatever you like, pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Pan American Aviation Day is today. And to wrap it up, Wright Brothers Day. So the two brothers.
Oh, nice.
So today was the day.
It was.
So Dr. Crane, you might know this. Look it up. And where Pan American first started. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to look it up. You can we do birthdays right now. Look up where Pan American Airlines first started.
The Wright Flyer made the first sustained flight by a manned, heavier-than-air, powered and controlled aircraft on December 17th, 1903.
Is that Wrightsville Beach in North Carolina? Or what? Kitty Hawk?
Kitty Hawk.
Yeah, Kitty Hawk.
I found the location, Joe. Wow.
Where did Pan Am Airlines start?
Key West.
Everything goes back to Key West. Chase, how many cuss words were said that day when they flew? Like, holy!
I'd be like, oh!
It was the one day most cuss words were said back then for the Wright Brothers flight. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Get up with the two. All right, Chase, you go first. How old is golfer Rocco Mediate?
Oh, yeah. All right, so that was 2008. I'm going to say that. 58.
60.
How old?
60.
63. Dr. Crane, how old is Michelle Tafoya, former Sunday Night Football reporter?
Michelle Tafoya is 58.
56.
61. Chase, how old is Nikki McCray, former Lady Vol?
42.
40.
54. Dr. Crane, former Auburn linebacker Takeo Spikes. Played with the Bengals.
49.
51.
49 exactly.
Wow.
Good job. Chase, how old is Chase Utley?
Can't stand him.
Can't stand you either.
Good. 44.
48.
47. Dr. Crane's up 3-0. Dr. Crane, how old is boxer Manny Pacquiao?
53.
Forty-seven exactly. Chaser, how old is Ryan Hunter Ray, the IndyCar driver?
38.
32. 45. Dr. Crane, actor Eugene Levy, or Levy, Eugene Levy.
50.
73.
79. Chase, Bill Pullman, how old is the former president?
If you know, you know. Bill Pullman, 66.
69.
He's 72. Wow. Good Lord. Dr. Nice. Crane, the actress Sarah Paulson.
Movie at all?
She was Marsha Clark in the O.J. movie.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go 53.
51. Dr. Crane's up 4-2. Chase, actor Giovanni Ribisi. He was on Friends, Avatar. Boiler Room.
56.
52.
51. Dr. Crane's up 5-2. All right, Dr. Crane, how old is Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters?
71.
He's always the...
Shut up. Just go, hey, how old's Ernie Hudson?
Who's the other guy?
It reminds me of that scene in Die Hard when he's on the helicopter. He's like, this is Agent Johnson. No, the other one.
74.
He's 80. Chase, how old is former Hardball host Chris Matthews?
70.
72.
80. Dr. Crane, how old is country singer Sharon White of the Whites? Is she the one that's married to Ricky Skaggs, maybe? Anyway, how old is Sharon White?
52.
74.
72. Chase is back battling. 5-3. I like this. Chase, how old is country singer Tracy Byrd?
He's doing the watermelon crawl today. 64.
66.
59. Chase, the last one. Chase gets to go first. Bass player Dwayne Probst of Little Texas. Dwayne Probst of Little Texas lives here in Nashville. How old is he today? You can get the tie if you get it dead on.
62.
60.
He is 59. Dr. Crane gets it. He wins 6-3.
Good job, Dr. Crane.
Proud of you, Dr. Crane. You battled back.
Hey, I got a little shout out. My defensive coordinator in high school, Randy O'Brien, he gave me some heckling from yesterday with the whole Boston Tea Party thing. So thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Hadn't heard from him in a couple years.
You got it right.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying I haven't heard from him in a while, and he emailed me about it. And I was like, oh, give him a little shout out.
Well, I asked you why we protested the Boston Tea. It's like, because of taxes. You got it correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so tell your former DC to shut his mouth.
He's an avid listener of y'all's show. Loves the station.
I'm kidding.
So.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. Don't be that guy.
He's state champion in football, by the way. 97.
He came and berated our esteemed producer, T-shirt billionaire, Nick Frazier.
Oh, dude, no. Randy O is the best. I mean, great DC, great guy. I mean,
you're the best.
That's why football means a lot in this area, high school football especially.
That's right, pal.
That is going to do it for us. Thanks to Tennessee Brew Works for having us out today.
Fun show, as always. It's always fun listening to you guys when you guys talk to us about how well you're doing. We talk about mental health all the time on this show, and I'm telling you, please reach out. If you need to talk to someone, please talk to someone. I tell you, talking to someone saved my life. Do it. Please do that. And look, we understand all the time you're going through some things here and there, but dark clouds, move out of the way. What replaces dark clouds? Beautiful sunshine. And that's what you are. That's why we need you here. On your cell phone, you can call 988. If you need to talk to somebody immediately, it's always there for you. And know that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, please know this, is that God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD is coming your way next from Bridgestone Arena. Predators in action tonight against Carolina. That's all ahead on 102.5 The Game.